anything that may have happened to you in your coming into this world. People, children, babies are born in different situations, and I'll explain that just in case you don't understand what I'm saying. Some people are born in a situation where there's a godly home, a godly family. But some children are conceived out of wedlock, brought into a situation that don't have parents. The mother that give birth to them don't care anything about them. They certainly leave them anywhere, anytime, with anybody. And that child get robbed of a godly home where they have the privilege of being raised and taught the things that are true. They learn all the bad things. They expose to all the evil things. You follow me? But once you hear my word, and in the process of that happening, your mind get wrecked, get robbed, your body get affected, undeveloped, misused. Anybody here? Yeah. Your character get warped, you get cursed out, kicked around, thrown here, you get caught up and bound up and stuff. And one just about as bad as the other one. Some have a little more effect than others. Some people get bound up, they become an eater-holic. Am I saying it right? Eater-holic. Some become alcoholic, dope addict, cussaholic, sexaholic. Oppressor-holic, bound, get robbed of their true character of having, true right of having the right character develop in them. And some never recover because too many of my people, too many of the places called church or churches on earth play games. They play game, they play church, they play game with your life. They won't tell you what's in here. Too many get up and talk about me and not tell you who I really am. But I'm looking for some men and women, and I got them. They are coming forth in this hour. You're going to see more of them. I have some already doing it, but there's more of them coming that's going to tell you the truth with the anointing. He said, you're going to see people coming. They're going to fill those places. You're going to see them coming to those places. Like they came to me when I walked the shores of Galilee. Because my spirit, my anointing, my wisdom, my knowledge, is going to come strong because they will take the time and pay the price to get in that place. To operate in such grace. I'm going to do a work through my body this year, in this generation. Some things were almost lost until some that believe me got in my faith. And wouldn't leave me alone because it was my plan for this to happen. You're about to see the glory of God like you have never, ever in your life seen it before. It will come in such waves and such force of strength and energy. It will wipe out the works of the enemy that he had done to your mind. Where you thought you couldn't learn. Your spirit will soar with Holy Ghost energy, bubbling with revelation, burning fire. The intimate plan that was in your life will be disintegrated, wiped out as though it never been there. You can't remember that you didn't remember. Will you yield to me, Jimmy? Will you yield to that degree, those of you sitting here? Or will you just remain casual, a casual church goer, a casual Bible reader, or a person that you have to pull it all the time to get you to read the Bible, go to church? Or you may have some other issues that's pulling at you. He said, but I want you to know I will wipe out all of them. So they will not be a problem. I will commune with you and you can commune with me. I will help you in this very hour. That's what I was sent to do, to be your helper. To never let you down. There will never be a time that I'll bring you, tell you to do something that you say, and it will be said, it can't be done, because those things do not exist with me. If I said it, it's true. If I said it, it will come to pass for you if you receive what I said. Hallelujah. So, on these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. It was a law under the old covenant, but it's the prophet, it's the spoken word under this new covenant. If you prophesy, I'll perform it. If you prophesy to your body, you heal, I'll perform it. Because I've said it. Well, you prophesy under the inspiration of my spirit. I have given to my, because see, you like me in the new birth. And I've given you the anointing, the ability, and I've told you. And tonight, I want you to cut loose, get rid of all fear, all uncertainty, work on it. Don't ever see yourself and don't ever talk to yourself. And see yourself unqualified, insufficient. I can't do it. Don't ever say that, because I didn't say that about you.